You are listening to the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
To find love. no way for you to stay in my life. You think you smile to me, your grimace hits me like a knife.
Area 54, music from the future.
We'll be right back. today, tomorrow.
It's almost a good day for Area
No sad goodbyes.
Get Area 54 with you, Tim and Mike. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Just played a song by Swayzak. The song's called No Sad Goodbyes off of their album Some Other Country. And before that was Burial. The song we played was called Raver off of an album called Untrue. And the brand new Bouquetshade out soon. The album's called The Sun and the Neon Light. The song we played before you is called Solo City. And you're going to, if you like anything on Area 54, you're going to love this album. And so when it is out, you'll definitely have to go out and buy it.
If you like anything.
Anything on the Area 54 show, this is going to work for you. Parav Stelar did Goodbye, Emily, off their album Shine. We start off the whole set with Goldfrapp. Remix of Happiness is the Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve reanimation mix.
We played this a couple weeks ago, and I said it's the only reason the song is even bearable now is because it's been remixed.
He's such a nice guy.
We overplayed it.
You missed your calling as a music critic. Of course, you'd be such a crusty one that nobody wants. You're worse than Simon.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a jerk, though, but I don't consider myself to be a jerk. But, you know, I can't be a critic, actually, because I can't really write a lot about music or talk too much about it. It's either I like it or I don't like it. That's it.
Yeah, there's no
I'm
kind of
like Men on Films. Remember that from Living Color? It's like, hated it.
Yep.
Love it. Hate it.
That's right. You're in or you're out.
But don't you have that, though, with certain songs that you really like them from the start and after a couple of listens and it doesn't leave your head?
Oh, yeah.
You just can't get rid of it?
Absolutely.
That's what happiness did to me.
Yeah, well, some songs you really want to get out of your head really bad, and they got in there, and you don't know how they got in there in the first place.
You have that with all the Moby songs, don't you?
It's like cockroaches.
Usually it's some crappy top 40 song too, right?
Yeah, it's just usually something horrible. Somebody did a good job writing that. If it stays in your head, they did something right.
Yeah, I think so. Good songwriting, right?
Yeah.
There it is.
Unique.
All right, we're going to go back to some music from Air. They actually have had their 10th anniversary release of Moon Safari. Came out with a bunch of remixes and of the original material.
Hard to believe it's been that long.
10 years.
Great album.
Not that we're going to go back to that album. We're going to Pocket Symphony.
They've really redeemed themselves on this album, Pocket Symphony. I think it was a really nice album, and so they kind of come all the way around. Boy, there sure was a lot. There's a big canyon in between that 10-year period, if you ask me.
No, I think if you were an Air fan, you probably liked all of that. You know, when they did the music for Virgin Suicides, I think they kind of went out in left field a little bit, and like you said, they kind of come full circle here.
Yeah.
I don't think Pocket Symphony is a Moon Safari, though, but
it's not.
I think Moon Safari was groundbreaking at the time.
It was, definitely. Let's play it.
All right, we're gonna play Napalm Love for you. It's Tim Mike, Area 54.